This is VOA News. The ever-remote Marissa Milton. Britain reactivated emergency hospitals built at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic and shut primary schools in London on Friday to counter the rapid spread of a much more infectious variant of the coronavirus. With more than 50,000 new daily cases of COVID-19 for the last 4 days, the health service said it was preparing for an anticipated rush of patients and needed more beds. The United States marked a grim milestone Friday in its fight against the coronavirus pandemic as cases crossed the 20 million mark on Friday. Meanwhile, after months of serving as a role model in the fight against COVID-19, California has seen infections race out of control for weeks. It has now the worst coronavirus diagnosis rate in the United States. Experts say a variety of factors combined to wipe out California's past efforts, which for much of the year tamped down on surges and kept the virus at manageable levels. Cramped housing, travel, and Thanksgiving gatherings contributed to the spread, along with the public's fatigue amid regulations that closed many schools and businesses and encouraged or required an isolated lifestyle. As the days of U.S. President Donald Trump's administration begin to wane, tensions between Tehran and Washington remain high. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard says his country is fully prepared to respond to any military pressure from the United States. The Iranian general spoke on Friday at a ceremony in Tehran ahead of the first anniversary of a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that killed a top Iranian general. You can follow all the news stories we're covering.